Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Mark 9:14-29, Jesus and the demonized boy. And when they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around him and scribes arguing with them. And immediately all the crowd, when they saw him, were greatly amazed and ran up to him and greeted him. And he asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" And someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able." And he answered them, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to him, and when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can, do anything. Have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe, help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had entered the house, the disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer." Very interesting account of the disciples' failure and Jesus stepping in and responding with spiritual authority. Now, to put this in context, the disciples have already been sent out, and Mark has recorded for us that they healed and they cast out demons with that same authority that Jesus had given them. So they had experience. It wasn't that they didn't know what to do at this point. For whatever reason, they're not able to. Jesus steps in. Interesting dialogue between the Father and Jesus. Jesus gets details. The details are helpful in understanding possibly what the source is to this. There's an interesting link to muteness and the demon. Shows how discernment is needed at different situations when we face physical challenges. And the man pleads with Jesus. And his response is one of the great ones of faith in the scriptures. "I believe, help my unbelief." How much faith does it take? Faith of a mustard seed. And Jesus commands the spirit out of him. There's a manifestation happens. In the same way that we get a manifestation when the Holy Spirit hits us at different times, there can be a manifestation that is released when someone is being delivered from a demon. It doesn't have to be, but it can be there. When the spirit comes out of him, it's so traumatic that the boy is just limp before the crowd. Jesus lifts him up. It's an interesting dialogue with the disciples afterwards. They're questioning why they were not able to. They're frustrated. Jesus says, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer." Now, the response to me is fascinating because never in this account does Jesus pray. It's not the quality of his prayer at the moment. And so it's caused me to interpret him saying is, it's the nature of my prayer in the day-to-day that I'm in tune with what the Father is saying. And so there's no restrictions in the authority that I operate in. I want to be careful in saying it this way. I don't want to give the suggestion that our authority is linked to our performance. No, our authority is linked to our position in Christ. God will release incredible authority even when our performance is weak. But there is a process of entering into dialogue and conversation with God that gets us to that space where we operate with a greater sense of authority. This is where Jesus was. It's what causes the disciples at another time to say, Lord, teach us how to pray. They knew this was the source of everything else that Jesus had done. And Jesus operates in this kind of authority. The so what's obvious. It's the value of my prayer life. The value of staying connected with God. I know I've repeated it multiple times before, but here it is again. Alignment for assignment. Our ability doesn't shrink, but our confidence in his authority will shrink when we're not in conversation with him. To use the maxim that Peter Wagner gave long ago was, we want to only be moving out in our authority to the degree of we're moving up in our intimacy with God. So my now what is pray. Maybe stop now and spend some time in conversation with God and invite him to give you eyes to see what the assignments are for today and the courage to move fully in them. Lord, thank you for modeling for us the better way. And I thank you for preserving in your word even moments like this when our great heroes of the faith struggled, because we fail often and we have questions about that. But for this moment, we reignite our faith, we align ourselves to your way, and we ask that your authority would be released through us this day. In Jesus' name, amen.